We have a lot of things going on in the fire department right now. Like you mentioned, we just completed a strategic plan, and that was presented to the city council here in December, and covered kind of the direction for the fire department over the next 5-10 years and beyond. And we've also, and Todd will touch on, safer grants. We just submitted those, and I mentioned that to you last a couple weeks ago, is that our safer grants are a federal program to help us fund additional firefighters into the fire department.
Right.
And so we're working on that. And Todd, you want to go ahead and kind of take it from there on, maybe go over a little bit on the study part and a little bit about the safer grant and anything else that's going on right now.
So. Sure. You know, that study that we done was Matrix Consulting Group. They're stationed out of California, and came in, and they worked on this study for about 7 months before they presented it to city council. And they came up with a set of about 12 goals for us. They had some short-term goals, medium-range goals, and some long-range goals. Some of the short-term goals is like it's like a year to year and a half down the road. A lot of it has developing some programs, like a mentoring program they sort of recommend for us, such as we're going to be having some new officers, we're going to be hiring some new firefighters, sort of have a program in place so we can mentor these programs so they can be successful in the long term for us. And so they team up with maybe another individual within the department, and they just work with them all the way up. So we're going to be working on a mentoring program. Some of the other goals was actually with the PSAP Center on how to improve some of our turnout times. Turnout time is a time from when dispatch dispatches us to the time we're going en route. So, and there's actually some standards on those, where like for a medical call, they want us out the door within a minute, for a fire call within like 80 seconds.
Wow.
So we're trying to work on some goals on how we can better improve those. I think it's going to be hard for us because we're a single station department. We actually do a lot of stuff during the day where we might be out doing pre-plans and buildings, training. So when we do get a call, our turnout times might be a little high because we're doing some other activities on top of that.
Okay. Yeah, and you guys got to buy groceries from time to time, I know.
Oh, yeah. But so we're going to work on goals on how we can improve our turnout times, our travel times, and stuff like that, some other stuff that they determine within the study. Some other long-range goals they worked at is increased staffing. What do we need to do with our current fire station? What do we need to do with a second fire station? So right now, we actually are advertising a request for proposals to do a fire station study. Part of that fire station study is to look at our current station and do we renovate and expand, or do we build new there? They're also going to be looking at the future, where a second station needs to be. The Matrix study sort of determined that somewhere the best area was like Military and Luther, in that general area.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do another fire station study where we can actually pinpoint where the best second station is, and maybe start determining purchasing land here in the next couple of years so we have that. We may have to purchase, there's another piece of property just east of the fire station that we probably need to purchase. If this study comes back and they say, well, you can probably expand, you need to expand.
Oh, okay.
Just due to storage and stuff like that. These trucks are getting bigger and bigger, and our space in the apparatus bay is just getting smaller and smaller because these trucks are getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. We just got a new fire engine, and it's a little bit bigger than some of our other fire engines, and it's going to be tight in there. So we're going to be – what this study is going to determine what our needs are for the fire station and for our second fire station.
Okay. I want you to go back 30 years ago. What was this like? What was it like in that fire department 30 years ago when you started?
Oh, you know, technology has changed. You know, you look at some of the trucks back then, and you look at technology now, and the technology changed in how we operate some of these trucks. Our current fire engine has a remote control nozzle on top of it. Right now, on our older trucks, we got to get people on top of the truck, which puts them at risk of falling off the truck and doing some other stuff. So if we can actually operate it from the ground, it keeps us, our firefighters, safer. So from 30 years, the technology has changed. And back then, the trucks were a lot smaller, and we had a lot of space in the apparatus.
I bet.
So, and here in the next few months, we're also going to be working on our replacing our heavy rescue truck. Our current heavy rescue truck is almost 30 years old. And the maintenance costs on that particular truck is, they're starting to increase. So we need to start looking at replacing that heavy rescue.
Now, help me and the general public. What is a heavy rescue truck?
A heavy rescue truck has a lot of our technical rescue, trench rescue, confined space.
This is not like the squad that goes out. That's a big ambulance.
No, this has a lot of specialized equipment, like for ice rescue, water rescues. It has a lot of that on it. And it does have some features on there for structural firefighting, because it does respond to structural fires too. So so we're looking at replacing that, and hopefully it'll probably be another year and a half, 2 years before we accept delivery for this truck. So
I have a curiosity question, and I don't know if that puts you or the mayor in an awkward position, but does old mean antiquated? If it's been around for a while, you've had it for a while, does it really need to be replaced? This is just a curiosity question. Or is it really antiquated and just is?
I was recently, when the new fire engine came in, I went down to take a look at it. And when I also got to learn more about this this other piece of equipment that we need to replace. And there, technology, like Chief said, there's so many things that are have improved over the years with this equipment. And I want to make sure that our department has the most up-to-date equipment, you know, the work that they're doing with the public, and anything that we can provide into the department to, you know, obviously keep the community as safe as possible and give them the equipment to our firefighters that they need. And so I think that when my chief tells me that it's time to replace a piece of equipment, I take that very seriously. So,
okay. I have another question, but before, it looks like you'd like to say something. With the president announcing $50 billion to be spread out across the country, mostly in urban areas and along the interstate, for the implementation of charging stations for electric vehicles, that's certainly not going to happen immediately, but the process will begin down the road a little bit. What does that pose as a challenge for firefighters in dealing with increased numbers of electric vehicles, which I know can be a real problem when you deal with a car fire, and for these charging stations? Is that as difficult a situation as you might have in a regular gas station?
Oh, the risk is increasing enormously. Our techniques are going to have to change for fighting vehicle fires, because they have those batteries packs that, you know, sit underneath the vehicle, underneath the wheel wells, and in some other places, and that challenges poses a very big challenge for us. A lot of times on vehicle fires now, you know, we'll go in there, put the fire out, we'll open the hood, we'll disconnect the battery because we don't want anything else energized. And a lot of these electric vehicles, there's wires you don't want to touch. It's very high voltage.
Really?
Yeah, it's very high voltage. And those are usually marked like an orange. You don't they'll say don't cut here or anything like that. And a lot of times, and those batteries, they'll start overheating. So you may have to have the hose line constantly running water on those to keep them from overheating.
Oh, my.
So it poses a bigger threat to what we normally fight a vehicle fire.
Wow. Interesting.
One of the interesting things about the study that I personally thought was interesting is it did a call study. Where are our calls throughout the community? And, you know, the timing to get to those certain areas. Mm-hmm. And I think we were over 3,000 calls this past year. But when you look at where our current fire department is located, according to the study and the experts that said that this is very centrally located. It's really a perfect location for mm-hmm. a centralized fire department that we have. So one of the things with this study that Chief's looking at is our current facility. It's pretty clear to me that where we're at right now, we have to, you know, work with and improve. And then when you look at a substation or a second station, as we continue to grow, that's why it was important to really look at these things and look at where our calls are, is that it identified locations where a substation would be appropriate for, mm-hmm. for Fremont moving forward. So out of those 3,000 calls, Todd, how many are, you know, EMS to fire to help us understand that?
This last year, we ended up with like 3,366 calls, which was about an 8% increase from the previous year.
Mm.
And about 90% of those are EMS, medical calls.
90%?
Yeah, and wow. 10% are usually the fire calls.
Any way of knowing what percentage goes to the towers? I know that you guys get called up there a lot.
I believe that is that region there is probably our highest call volume.
Okay.
I think last year, I'm just going off the top of my head, because actually I'm working on the annual report for city council, so I'm hoping to present that to city council sometime in March. Okay. I think in that area alone, we had over maybe 500 medical calls.
Wow. So that must be a challenge to get up to the third floor or the seventh floor. I mean, you guys got to walk up the steps or you take the elevator?
We take the elevator. Okay. We have a key for the elevator, so we can take it over and go straight to the floor that we need to.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Todd, talk a little bit about the grants you've been working on.
Okay, sure. Yeah, actually, we applied for a couple of grants. The first one was the Assistance to Firefighter Grant, which is like for equipment. We submitted that back in December. We applied for maybe about $250,000 in equipment, such as extrication equipment, bunker gear, heart monitors. There's probably about five pieces of equipment that we're applying for.
Oh, okay.
They'll start, I believe, awarding grants end of April.
Who do you apply to for the money?
FEMA. It goes through FEMA.
Okay.
And we just recently applied for a SAFER grant, which is staffing adequate firefighters and emergency responders.
Mm-hmm.
It's a three-year grant. They'll pay 100% of wages and benefits for 3 years.
100%?
100%. And they'll start awarding those grants at the end of May. And once they start awarding, then it goes through end of September. So they award so many grants a week. So hopefully we'll find out early in the process.
Very good. And assuming that they fund that, that puts a little monkey on the shoulders of the mayor, who's then got to make sure that 3 years from now we got enough money in the budget to pay for those guys.
Yeah, bingo, Bob. Yeah. No. But the city council, when we went through the last budget cycle, that was one of the priorities, was that we were going to staff additional firefighters. And so this SAFER grant allowed us to be able to go get the funding in the, you know, like in the short term, 3 years, to help us work it into the budget in 3 years. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, because that would be quite a grant for the city to receive. And we think we're in a good spot to be able to get that. So talk to about kind of all the hiring coming up and what you're looking for in regards to some of the new folks we're going to need into the department.
And along with that, is the department part of this upcoming job fair that the city's going to hold?
Yes, we'll be out there. We'll probably have either our aerial or a new engine out there, along with myself and another officer to answer any questions anybody has about the fire department. And
okay.
So, yeah, right now we got three openings. So right now we're accepting applications for firefighter, and I'm just hoping to get the word out so people are listening and they're a firefighter and they got some of the certifications that we require of them, such as a Firefighter 1 certification. That is a certification through the state fire marshal's office. And what that tells us that they have some basic firefighting skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how to put out a fire. They know how to put out a vehicle fire. They know some of the equipment. So when we go through the hiring process, these individuals, we know they have some skills.
Right.
And another certification is a hazardous materials operations level. What that tells us, they're able to recognize a hazardous material incident. So they don't put themselves in a risky situation just by walking into something that they don't know. So there's going to be some certifications that we require. We hope they have minimum requirement if it's emergency medical technician. But if there's paramedics out there, we'll accept them too.
Okay. Now, curiosity question. I know that typically it is a male-dominated profession, but is this only for men?
No, it's not. Men and women. We did have a woman probably about 10 years ago that worked for us several years before she went to the Lincoln Fire Department.
Okay.
For sure. Yep.
Very good.
So that job fair. I'm young, Bob. I got enough to do, I think, at this point.
Yeah, you do.
But, you know, that career fair, again, is March 1st. I believe it starts in the afternoon. And, again, it's going to be at Christensen Field, 2 to 7. And we'll have all of our openings within the city of Fremont. And not just that, but get a chance to learn about all the different departments within the community. And you look at, you know, we have a utility department, which has about 150 jobs, and then another 150 within the city side. So from line worker to fireman to police officer to administrative help within the office, there's lots of different positions. If you're looking to work for the city, this is a great opportunity. Again, that's Tuesday, March 1st, 2 to 7.
Okay, and you're talking about 150 jobs and 150 jobs in another area. Are those vacancies?
No.
Okay.
Those are just total employees. No.
Okay.
No, those are just total employees. We have over 300 within the city. So,
okay.
It is quite an operation to keep things going. So, again, it'll be a great opportunity on March 1st to be able to learn about that.
Since the election for mayor, this is a curiosity question. You have learned a lot. What has surprised you about the city of Fremont and its operation?
You know, I have. You know, I lived here. I was born and raised in Fremont. This is definitely my home. But it's amazing. You know, I think what... It didn't surprise me, but what clarified for me is just the quality of people that we have. It just makes you proud every day. It's an honor to be mayor and be able to not only serve the public, but also see the great things that our staff continues to do. And like Chief Burnt and his department, Chief Elliott, it takes a whole team effort. And I you know, I knew that was the case, but you know, that's the kind of culture that we want to continue to build within the city, is that we're one city. We kind of do this together. It just confirmed to me why I love to live, work, and raise my family right here in Fremont, Nebraska. And also when it comes to our utility department, our utility side, I think what was interesting to me is learning about, you know, Fremont, we own our own utilities,
right,
which is a huge benefit. I mean, our own, and not a lot of communities have that when it comes to electric, water, wastewater. And I think what's unique about that is that it allows us to really control rates for the end user, for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it comes to all that it takes to run those departments, and the people we have there, it's just a great benefit to own our own utility. So those are a couple of things, Bob. I probably could talk to you for an hour about all this. But.
Yeah, well, I won't let you do that. But I will ask you, anything new on the search to replace the interims on utility manager and the city administrator?
Yep, we've been having preliminary interviews with utility manager, so we were able to move forward on that. And so I will have a mayor's committee. We'll get down to the finalists, advise me on their thoughts on the finalists, and then make an offer and hopefully get that position filled in the next month or so. When it comes to city administrator, we've had a few more applications come in. I mean, again, I'm hoping to start that process probably a little after the utility manager, but again, I'm feeling good about both those positions, hopefully getting them filled this spring.
So. Very good. Appreciate the update.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank
Todd,
you.
Go back to your beginning to be a firefighter. Why? Why?
Well, I started as a volunteer on the North Bend Volunteer Fire Department back in '88, and just started that, and just grew a love for it, and just started working on my associate's degree, and just started doing a lot of testing at area departments, and got hired in Fremont.
How do you get an associate's degree in firefighting? Who offers that?
At the time, it was Southeast Community College in Lincoln.
Oh.
I was working days and taking night classes out at Southeast, and they don't offer that class or that degree anymore. Right now, it's Metro Community College. They actually offer that.
Okay. Well, we're about out of time, but it's been a joy having both of you here. I've learned a lot. An unbelievable amount.
Appreciate having me.
Yep. Next city council meeting is?
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday of next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Have a good week, both of you.
Okay, Bob. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Hope you don't have any forest fires and wildfires to have to put out.
I know. I just wish we'd get some moisture.
Amen to
that. They're ready if they do. So.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. All right. Thank you.